Sean, how are you?
Not bad, Tony. How are you doing?
Good to talk to you. How long have you been with the Free Press now?
I have been with the Free Press a little more than 10 years.
Yeah, are you liking the MSU gig?
Well, I've kind of been helping out this winter with the basketball team. I pitched in a little bit toward the end of the football season. It's a just kind of get us through the winter, and then we're going to see where we go next summer in terms of, you know, putting somebody back up in East Lansing, hopefully, to replace Shannon Shelton.
Where did Shannon go?
Shannon moved to Dayton. She got married to a professor down there at the university and took a job herself in media relations. So just left the business as a whole, but seemed very happy to do it.
Well, good for her. Before we start talking about Michigan State basketball, and I know you're not covering the story, but just want to get your take and maybe what Detroit's take is on Miguel Cabrera from the Detroit Tigers being arrested for a DUI in Florida.
Well, Tony, I was probably as surprised as anybody. I remember going down there a few years ago. Actually, when he first signed with the Tigers, I went down to spring training to do a big, long feature on him. And, you know, he was at that point, I found him to be kind of he's obviously an incredibly talented guy, but he was a reluctant fellow with us in particular and very skeptical, had a little bit of paranoia in him, I think, in part because of a few things that had happened in Miami, but he was a little bit difficult in that sense. Then he came back last year, and I remember being back down in spring training, and was just a completely changed man, just as friendly and affable, and as open as possible. And I remember thinking, wow, this is really a startling change. Well, I was around the Tigers on and off for most of the year, and he remained that way. It was really an amazing change on his part. So I would hope that's really what's going on, and this is just more of a, I hate to say relapse because that implies certain things, but this is just kind of a setback for him. And hopefully what we saw last year is really where he's headed.
Well, this is a big weekend for Michigan State men's basketball. They're 14-11 overall currently. Currently in the Big Ten, they're 6-7. We know about their struggles. We know about the injuries. We know about the lack of play from some players. But this is a big, big game. ESPN Game Day is coming. What are your thoughts about what needs to happen this week?
Well, they're facing a team in Illinois that struggled to some degree like they have. They have Illinois has a fair amount of talent, too, and they've played very unevenly in the last month or so. I would think that, you know what, Tony, I really believe that, I don't want to say they've turned a corner, but I really believe in terms of effort, what you've seen from them in the last two games versus Penn State and then versus Ohio State is likely what you're going to see at least through the Big Ten regular season. And I will be surprised if they don't win Saturday. I think that being home and as long as they play the way they played the last two games with intensity and effort, that they should win the game.
We're talking with Sean Windsor from the Detroit Free Press. If you look into today's sports section, Sean writes about Darrell Summers, and a lot of folks have been wondering where he is. I remember in last year's NCAA tournament, he reminded me a lot of Mo Pete when Mo Pete was just that slashing guy who could hit the three, who was just determined to be aggressive and physical. Apparently Darrell Summers has stepped up and thinks that he can shake this slump.
Tony, he's been saying that for most of the season. He's been particularly saying that for the last month. And I think it baffles him. I know that he's working. I know that he's up in the gym sometimes as late as 3 a.m. Tom Izzo has repeatedly talked about his work ethic off the court and the way he's trying to make his game better. For whatever reason, it's just not translating to the game. I mean, I think that Ohio State the other night in Columbus was the low point. And he took one shot. He obviously didn't score and infamously stood there at half court with about 5 minutes to go and didn't chase that loose ball down. And that was embarrassing for him. The ESPN, when they ran the replay, actually used a telestrator to circle Summers out and highlight how he just stood there. and watched Aaron Kraft run that ball down and essentially bust that game open a little bit with a momentum change. And I think that's been difficult for Summers. He said he hadn't seen the replay himself. He doesn't want to watch it. But he did talk to his teammates yesterday before practice, and he wanted to tell them that they were going to get somebody who was focused and determined the rest of the season. We'll see. If he plays well, Tony, in my opinion, along with the way Kalen Lucas has been playing the last few weeks and Draymond Green's all-around game, then you got a team that can – well, I hate to say this, but I think they can make another run.
All right. Finally, Sean, before I let you go, as you know, because you attend those weekly press conferences that Coach Izzo holds, there's a time where he stands up at the podium and talks to the press, and then about half those guys leave, if not more. And then Coach Izzo sits down in a chair in a round table, and all of us gather around and listen to what he has to say. Do you learn anything at those little round tables as opposed to what he says to the general public?
Oh, absolutely. It's a much more intimate setting, and you can have you can't quite have one-on-one, obviously, because there's still several, you know, half a dozen folks gathered around the table. But it's you do. You learn a lot about what he really thinks of his guys and his team at any given moment, and I think they're very revealing and valuable, to be honest with you, and rare among coaches of his stature.
Sean Windsor is the Detroit Free Press sports writer, covers Michigan State basketball. Go to freep.com, and you can find Sean's pieces there. Sean, thanks so much. We'll see you at the game.
All right, Tony. Take care. Thanks for having me.